Bonus podcast time, MG. This is how professional you are. Most people resting on their laurels thinking about finals and finals only.
Yep.
You, on the other hand, already forward thinking into season 2021.
Well, I am. I'm thinking about who will... I'm looking in my crystal ball and I'm thinking about who will be the new superstars of our game. The next generation.
I love it. This is the work that no one else is doing right now. And this is why we are going to drop one of these for you. Now, we joke about it, but MG has legit taken his shirt off during the opener, so excuse me while I recover. Power rankings, MG, you put together a list of 5 to 1 of how would you describe them?
I would describe them as the 5 next superstars of our game. We've got guys, obviously, who are superstars of our game in Cameron Smith, Tedesco, Keary, Cleary, Taumalolo, Munster, Ponga, Papali, the list goes on, but... who are the next? Who's going to take the baton from these guys?
So these, you're not going to give us a list of, as you say, people that are, we know are stars, Origin rep players and the likes. You're talking next jump, the people ready to take that jump.
You know these guys. You know some of these guys. Mm. You know, they're not household names, but they're going to be.
Okay, let's get started.
Well, let me give one that is in the top 5 that might be next year. And he's with the Eels now. He's gone to the Tigers. His name is Stefano Uitoikamanu. And he can play. Just watch this kid go.
Right.
Him and Sean Bloor could be the best back row pairing come next year for the Tigers.
Right, back rower sets up nicely there for the Tigers, does he?
Very much so.
Ooh, I like it. All right, let's get into the list.
5. Tino Fasua-Mala'awi. Look, we talk about the Storm's power and how players who leave the Storm don't usually make the transition. Well, I don't think Tino's been in the system long enough to be tainted. You know, he's only a kid. He's only 20, 21. I think going to the Titans... I think he'll overtake Fifita and be their number one strike weapon.
Really?
I love the way he plays. I love the way he plays. He's always in for the fight. He's in for the grind. He doesn't wrestle. He's brute strength.
Mm.
And that's what I love about him. And I think he's going to be one of our next superstars.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Dylan Brown.
Just watch
Parramatta without him. And they seem rudderless. I know that Mitch Moses misses him a lot, and I think the attacking prowess of the Eels have suffered ever since Dylan Brown's been injured. He, you know what he's got? He's got a good ego, but not a lovo ego. It's the ego. This is my team. This is how I'm going to play. I'm going to get the ball. I'm going to run. And I love the way he's just brash. I love the way he knows he's a rugby league player, and I love the way he just struts on that field and goes, give me the ball and I'll take care of it.
Yeah, it's confidence and not arrogance. We saw it before he played a game, MG, when he said, I think I'm worth $1 million a year. And most people could look at that and think, oh, come on, mate.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, he's walked the walk since, and you talk about this offseason, jump back a step. You saw that since he's been out injured, Mitchell Moses, the team's spluttered along in attack.
Yeah.
But when Mitchell Moses was out injured, Dylan Brown went to
the
another
next level.
Yeah,
he did.
You give him another preseason with Andrew Johns in his ear as well.
I think that's the same. I think they both complement each other. I think if you take, at Penrith at the moment, if you took Jerome Luai away from Nathan Cleary and vice versa, they both struggle.
Because you
get used to your partner in crime.
Mm.
And at the moment, Moses is the Batman and Robin's not there.
Yeah.
So Dylan Brown is definitely going to be a superstar of our game.
I like it. 3.
The critter, Stephen Crichton. This guy, the sky's the limit for him. I think he even might be a bolter for Origin this year. If Tommy Turbo is out injured and Penrith go deep into this season, we're talking about, other outside backs like a Tony Staggs, and we're talking about Zach Lomax. But they won't be playing finals footy. Penrith will be. And they'll be going deep in the finals footy. And I think that helps Stephen Crichton's chances of playing State of Origin. They spoke yesterday about Liam Martin being a bolter for... New South Wales, the back rower. But I think Stephen Crichton is more of a bolter.
Well, especially now that Josh Morris has come out and said, I'm not going back into a bubble again.
Yep.
Even if Freddie calls me, I don't want to play Origin.
No.
Centre spot is up for grabs, as you say.
It beckons.
And for anybody out there who's jumped on the Stephen Crichton bandwagon, let it be known that the captain, the master, the governor of Stephen Crichton Island is Mark Geyer. He said it first. All right, I just want it known that MG planted the Stephen Crichton flag first.
I was Neil Armstrong. I was Neil Armstrong on the moon.
And everyone else was the other bugger in the in the spaceship.
They were, yeah, get on your own flight ship. AJ Brimson.
Oh, two titans in this list. I love it.
This guy, man, I love this, the energy he brings to a game. I love that he's always in the contest. We always knew he was a good player. Yeah. I knew he was always going to make it as a good first grader, but watching him come back from injury this season and watching the Titans go on this run, and coincidentally ever since he's been back, I just think he's got star power oozing out of his soul. And I think that AJ Brimson is going to be one of the next superstars of our game.
You reckon we see him in Origin this year?
Definitely in the 17.
All right. The list so far at 5, we had an honourable mention, not in the list, but Yatoi Kamanu at the West Tigers in 2021.
Lucky West Tigers.
One to watch out for. Tino Fasua-Malawi at 5. Parramatta's Dylan Brown at 4. At 3, we had Stephen Crichton from the Penrith Panthers. At 2, AJ Brimson from the Gold Coast Titans. And we have arrived. 1.
The next superstar of our game is Harry Grant. He is already climbing mountains. He's already taking numbers. He's already putting runs on the board. He's just so good to watch. He's such a competitor. He's so tough. He's so skillful. He's so durable. He plays 80 minutes. He just makes any team he plays. He's going to make any team he plays a lot better. And I think we're going to see him in the Origin arena for a long, long time. I hope he plays for Melbourne Storm, because I get the feeling Cameron Smith will be his last year. And the transition will be perfect. You know, Cameron Smith was kind of a little bit younger when he went into the first grade at the Storm. But then once he was in Origin, he never got out. And I think that's the same with Harry Grant. Once Harry Grant gets picked inside of Origin, we'll see him there forever.
I just hope there's no messiness. I know there's not a lot of fairy tales in sport, but I just hope that we don't see messiness or ugliness, and that this kid's transition as the starting hooker for the Melbourne Storm, presumably, get clouded by, I don't know, Smith staying on and that getting ugly, or Brandon Smith staying on and it being, you know, Harry Grant being forced into a...
No, he's too good. Harry's too good. He's too good, and he's loyal as well. He said he's going back to the Storm. He's going to honour his deal. Who knows? It might be only for 2 years. I don't know how long his deal goes for, but I think Bellamy's name's, you know, Billy, not silly. I think he knows.
I thought it was Craig.
He knows a gold nugget when he sees one. And if they let Harry Grant go, it would be absolute carnage in Melbourne. He's the next superstar of our game.
I love it. That is an outstanding power rankings, MG. Just a sneaky little power rankings dropping for you on a Saturday. Hope you enjoy it.